above her brows, where will and knowledge meet, a mighty voice invaded mortal space. As the voice touched her body, became stark and a rigid golden statue of motionless stone. A stone of gold lit by an amethyst soul. Her heart listened to its slow measured beats. Why comest thou to this dumb, death-bound earth, O spirit, O immortal energy, if it was to nurse grief in a helpless heart, or with hard, tearless eyes awake thy doom? Arise, O soul, and vanquish time and death.
Thank you.
But Savitri's heart replied in the dim night, "Why should I strive with earth's unyielding Lord? Or stave off death's inevitable hour? This surely is best, to pactize with my fate and follow close behind my lover's steps and pass through night from twilight to the sun, across the tenebrous river that divides the adjoining parishes of earth and heaven." The voice replied, "Is this enough, O Spirit? And what shall thy soul say when it wakes and knows the work was left undone for which it came?"
Thank you.
Then Savitri's heart fell mute. It spoke no word. A power within her answered the still voice. I am thy portion here, charged with thy work. As thou myself seated forever above, speak to my depths, O great and deathless voice. Command, for I am here to do thy will.
Thank you.
The voice replied, "Remember, wise Alkanes, find out thy soul, recover thy hid self. In the enormous emptiness of thy mind, thou shalt see the Eternal's body in the world. Know him in every voice heard by thy soul. Then shalt thou harbor my force and conquer death." Then Savitri, by her doomed husband set, still rigid in her golden motionless pose, a statue of the fire of the inner sun, she looked into herself and sought for her soul.